Hello, this is Bob Prescott. I'm the head football coach at Huntington North High School, and you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.
Welcome to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I will say the season finale of the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings varsity football team. Bob Prescott, welcome to your own show.
Well, thank you. It's kind of tough to hear that it's the season finale. As we kind of speak here on the Monday after our loss in the sectional semifinal, I think it was pretty hard for all involved that we're not practicing today. And I think that just goes to speak that we just had such a great time together and enjoyed each other so much. Everybody's having a hard time coming to grips with it. But that is, you know, as I told them Friday night after the game, as we done our last breakdown, you know, there's only six teams in the state of Indiana that get to finish their last game as a victory. And those are your state champions. And so it's hard, you know. Back when I was in school, and I know you too, you kind of had an idea for most of us when that last game was, if you didn't qualify for the playoffs.
Yeah, because back in our day, it was the cluster system.
And before that, it was points. And so you knew, just kind of had an idea, or at least I did, my senior year. You know, we played Yorktown the last game, and I knew that was going to be it. So you kind of have a little bit different feeling going into it, whereas, you know, you're going into Friday night competing and hoping that you do enough good things that you end up on top and get to play another week. But we played an outstanding team in Mississinawa, and credit to them for making the plays that they needed to make. We knew going in that they definitely had a size and strength advantage as well as an experience advantage. 16 of their 22 starting positions were seniors. And so sometimes that makes it to be a tough matchup. So we knew we had to play very clean and not make mistakes. And we had a few turnovers in the first half that really hurt us. And they took advantage of that. But I'm just so proud of the way our kids played and battled throughout the game, laid it on the line every play, and can't ask any more than that when you get down to it at the end. We just had to execute better, and that did not happen.
Well, just walk us through the game, and then once we get through with that, we'll get the player of the game and then kind of walk through the season a little bit because – you know, it's hard to believe it's the beginning of November right now. We just changed the clocks, and boy, it just seemed like, at least with me doing this show, even with my son playing football this year, it just seems like he started going to summer training.
Yeah. Mississinawa had won the toss and wanted to take the ball, and so we kind of challenged our defense to say, hey, that they don't respect you enough to do that, and so we tried to rally the troops. They did score on their first drive, but it wasn't anything that was a really long play that set that up. It was kind of an adjustment thing for our kids. And we told them as they came off the field after they scored the first touchdown that, okay, you've kind of taken their best shot. You adjusted. You know, you've played teams similar to this in our conference. And so let's just get after it and try to make it happen. And we fumbled the kickoff return, and they hit. In the first drive, there was a play to the flat that we didn't cover, real down to a wheel on the backside with the running back that they ran the fake to and got it over the top, and we had a miscue on that coverage of our corner. So now all of a sudden we're down 14-0 real quick. When we finally get the ball, we have a nice drive and put it together. get several first downs that bog down around the 25 or 30. You know, we've got an excellent senior kicker and Aiden Hostler. But at that point, down 14-0, you feel like you need more points than three instead of trying a long field goal. So we go for it on fourth down and end up just short and don't convert. You know, so at the half, it's 23-3. So we adjust and we do some things well. Reed Johnson got hit in the second quarter on a sack and wasn't able to finish the game. And so Keegan Landrum came in and done a nice job filling in a backup role, but it's 23-3 at the half. And, you know, against the quality opponent, that's going to be tough to overcome, but we just talked to them at halftime about, you know, it's one play at a time. And we have another fumble in the third quarter and give them a short field. And they go up 30-3, but our kids battled throughout, and we were able to put another field goal on late, about midway in the fourth, make it 30-6. But our kids, the entire night, never stopped competing, and we're just so proud of that. We just didn't execute well enough on offense to finish drive and get points on the board.
Hi, this is Gary Snyder right here at the Indiana Talks Network. We recently did some light remodeling and spring cleaning at our home and needed a dumpster. And if you haven't priced dumpsters lately from the large trash companies, don't. Give Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call at 260-494-5364. Adam will deliver a 10, 12, or 15-yard dumpster to your home or work site and pick it up when you're finished. They're on time. They clean up. Again, give Adam at Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call today, 260-494-5364. You can also follow them on Facebook by searching Black Creek Hauling.
I'm Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Indiana Talks Network. When you run a digital media company, it's important all aspects of your technology works. And when it doesn't, you need a team that can figure out what's wrong and get it fixed. So when my iMac took a dive, I called Troy Office Solutions. Troy came on site, diagnosed the problem, and got it fixed fast, and most importantly, got it fixed right. So if you have a computer, server, network, or any other problems with your technology, give Troy Office Solutions a call at 260-760-4629 to get it fixed fast.
Hello, this is Bob Prescott. I'm the head football coach at Huntington North High School, and you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.
Welcome back to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the coach, Bob Prescott. All right, coach, we kind of mentioned this a little bit at the open. You know, it's November. It just seems like yesterday I was giving you a call saying, hey, my son wants to switch from playing hockey to football. You said bring him out. That was in the middle of the summer, and wow, the season's over already.
Yeah, and it is, and I'm trying to reflect back all the way in late January, February 1st, and getting this job, and so excited to be in the Huntington community and work with the young men of Huntington North. And in some aspects, that it has flown by, and there's other times that I look back and say, boy, it seems like I've been here forever, and I think that's probably a good thing. As I mentioned earlier, it's just a lot of kids are feeling like our coaches that we didn't want it to end and wish we were practicing today. But, you know, those things have to come to an end. Even had a few kids text me late Friday night, say, hey, do we have film in the morning? And so makes you kind of feel good that they love coming in. You know, most kids aren't going to want to come in at 8 o'clock and do donuts and film. But I think our kids just thoroughly enjoyed hanging out together and spending time together. So we'll need to find ways to create that in the off season. You know, when you start looking back at the season, you know, we pushed our kids really hard in the summer with the weights and the conditioning, and they responded and really worked through the transition really well. Couldn't ask any more of them than what they gave us. I think we're all disappointed that we only won 3 games. You know, we knew coming in that it might be a little tough just to the lack of experience or varsity experience that we had. But I don't think you can take a look at our 3-8 record, and I don't think that's indicative of the way our kids played and the way they represented themselves, their families, our school, and our community. Just so proud of the way that they played hard every Friday night, was willing to put it all out there, not only for themselves, but more importantly, out there for their brothers. And, you know, as we started to evolve in the mantra of Brother Nation and what that really means, I think our kids truly have a love and a joy for each other that will last well beyond this 2019 season. And as our 6 seniors leave, we'll ask our juniors that are going to be seniors next year to build upon the legacy that's been created for Brother Nation and make that bond even stronger and tighter. And, you know, we want our 6 seniors to know that regardless of what happens to them and the rest of their lives, that they can always call on their brothers, part of the Viking football program, to be there and help them out in any situation.
Your thoughts, you're a first-year head coach. You've taken over a tumultuous program, if you will. It's had several head coaches over the past several years. A lot of the, you know, some of these seniors, you were their third head coach. So your thoughts as the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings football team and program as you got you have your first season under your belt?
I guess the first thing is just the way the kids responded, and you can tell that they're hungry and they want to succeed, and they're willing to work as hard as they can and do what they're asked to try to get to that point. You know, obviously I'm an ultimately responsible for our lack of wins and take full ownership of that. That is no fault of our kids. You know, we try to prepare our young men to be in the position and prepare them to give them every opportunity to win on Friday night. And I fell short with that capacity. But, you know, the one of the things that I reflect back on, when we had our home games, you know, I thought our student body, the Pit, as they call themselves, and the crew, just think that they were awesome with their numbers and as vocal as they were, our cheerleaders, our band. Then you get into our parents and family and community members. Just think it's really a neat experience to be able to come to be on the sidelines and watch our young men play in front of the home crowd. And I know it was really important for our seniors to have the opportunity to get one last game in front of our home fans and student body. And, there's just so many really, really good, outstanding people in the Huntington community, and I'm grateful and honored and blessed to be able to be a part of it.
You know, when you take over a program like this, and I mostly deal with college sports, this is kind of my first time doing high school football, but, you know, when you look at college programs, and I assume, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it kind of applies to high school sports too. You have a legacy of Huntington North football as not being, you know, very good, not being very competitive. As a coach coming in, is that something that you work on to change the attitude of the players, change the atmosphere in the locker room? Is that part of you know, being a first-year head coach in a program that hasn't had a lot of success?
You know, for me, in the different places that I've been a head coach, it always boils down, the reason I'm involved in coaching and want to coach is to help hopefully make an impact in a young man's life and every young man in our program. And so we focus on, you know, be your best every day and not just only the best player, the best person, the best student. If you have chores at home, we want you to be the best chore doer there is in the world. And so we're just trying to always help our young men understand if you really want to be able to go get some things in life. And I think each one of us have our own definition of what success is or being successful is. To me, it all starts with giving your best effort at all times, regardless how you feel. We all have mornings we wake up and we're tired or we're not feeling well. And we've got to find a way to grind and put forth best effort, not only for ourselves, but more importantly, those people around us. You know, and then secondly, we try to start thinking about, let's put others first. This isn't about me. It's about those others around me. And to me, when you can start taking care of those kinds of things and create a culture of caring and love for each other, then that culture eventually will change scoreboards and do things differently. And so I love the progress our young men made and the growth that we've seen every week. But ultimately, when you're involved in athletics, we're all competitive. It comes down to wins and losses, and we're just going to keep battling, and we're going to find ways to improve. And so now we've got to find ways to win the off season. And, you know, we want our young men to be involved in winter sport and a spring sport. I think it's really important that they compete. But if they're not in that, we'll find ways to do some stuff, to do some player development and get them stronger and quicker and understand the game of football better. But it's a continuous growth, and that will change things within our program and eventually the scoreboard and our record.
Well, we look forward to having you back next season, and hopefully, you know, you can get these kids going over the winter, get a good conditioning and weight program, and you'll come back bigger, stronger, faster next fall.
There is no doubt that is going to happen. I know the character of our young men and the desire and the hunger they want, so there's no question we'll come back better next year. And I'm just so grateful for you for this opportunity to always talk about our young men in the Viking football program, and want to say thank you to our parents and families and our fans out there, and as I said, our student body, our cheerleaders and band. I just it was really kind of a neat experience to see the support, and look forward to the 2020 season.
All right. Well, I'm not letting you off the hook. Let's talk a little college football real quick. Let's pick the games. And I'm going to get a national champion from you so we can hold your feet to the fire all winter long. So first game, Virginia Tech falls a little short against Notre Dame. Ian Book with a six-yard run with 30 seconds to go in the game sealed it for him. Talk a little bit. I think they traveled to Duke. I think we both picked Notre Dame this week, so I think we both got that correct.
I picked a close game. I'm not for sure that you did. You might have been puckering a little bit. I just thought Virginia Tech would come in and play well, and the emotions off their loss the week before, I thought would be hard for Notre Dame, but credit to them for finding a way to win it at the end.
Boy, that fumble, it was just unbelievable. The atmosphere down there, it was intense. If you've never been on the field of a Notre Dame football game, and boy, I'm telling you what, it was a pretty amazing comeback win, and good for the Irish. Maybe they don't have it as tough this week as they travel to Duke. So I'm taking the Irish in a pretty easy win there.
Yeah, I'll go with the Irish as well. Duke has struggled a little bit of late, but I will say this: you can never count out a David Cutcliffe team. They will come up and surprise some people.
Next game is Indiana. They beat Penn State, Northwestern at home. I was a little surprised by the lopsided win. I was expecting a little bit closer of a game, but Northwestern just not up to par to previous years. This week, the Hoosiers travel to Penn State. The four-game winning streak ends, and the Hoosiers drop to 7-3.
I would probably agree, and I will, as much as I don't want to pick against some of our in-state teams. He's playing with a lot of confidence right now, but I just think Penn State has too much firepower defensively and offensively, and I will pick Penn State.
And finally, Purdue, they took care of Nebraska in a close game, kind of blew a big lead, but held on to win. Drew Brees in the house giving the pregame speech. Maybe it helped, maybe it didn't. But they came out with the close win against Nebraska. They travel to Northwestern on Saturday. I'm going to stick with the Boilers.
I will as well. I know it's always tough to go up and play at Northwestern. And as you said, they're struggling a little bit. But I just, you know, with the injuries that Purdue has had, I just think they are finding ways to win and compete. And I will pick the Boilers as well.
All right, and let's get your call right now. National champion for college football, since we won't have you on again before then. I like Ohio State as much as I hate Ohio State and Ohio State fan, the most obnoxious fan in the country, maybe next to Alabama. I think they're the team to beat right now.
It's so early. There's so much football that's still got to be played. I think, though, to me, it's Ohio State, and then I will either say Ohio State or the SEC champion, which will either be Alabama or LSU.
And that's a big game Saturday, too. They take
it
on.
It is, and I don't know that Tua's playing or not. The latest I've heard was it was still up in the air. But any of those three teams, I think, are right now probably just a notch above everybody else. I know that Alabama's kind of getting knocked on for not playing a very tough schedule right now, but it just takes one little game to be off. You're off just a little bit, and it can come unraveled, and you can lose a game, and that's what makes, to me, college football so exciting. And you got to bring it every week, or it's gone. You don't get that opportunity. But I would probably agree with you right now where we're at today. Ohio State has played exceptionally well.
And shame on TV for not putting that on primetime this Saturday. You know, shame on
yeah.
them. You know, keeping that as a 3:30 game is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And, I don't know if anybody – I thought it was really cool last week that they put the Memphis-SMU game on primetime on ABC. They let those two schools do that, and – If you like shootouts, you got to see a well of a ball game in that one.
Yes, you did. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that was a fun, exciting game to watch.
Final thoughts on the season before we let you go, Coach?
Just as we said, you know, we're saddened that we're still not practicing this week, but we just look forward to the future and wish the best for our six seniors as they move on to other endeavors. It is a great day to be a Viking, and we look forward to the 2020 season.
Well, so much for being a shortened show. So good luck in the off season, and we'll talk again next fall.
Thank you for everything. Have a great off season. Looking forward to talking to you in August.
All right. You're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show for the final time this 2019 season right here on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.